All right, listeners, buckle up. We're going deep on confidential computing today.
Oh, yeah.
It's about keeping your data safe, even when it's being used.
Right.
So imagine even if a server is compromised somehow, your data, it's still locked down tight.
Boy.
Pretty cool, right?
So deep.
Well, get this. We're diving into Sconecast. It's a system that manages secrets.
Okay.
And it locks down applications. So they can only get to what they're supposed to.
Like controls their access?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. It's like having this super secure digital vault with layers of security you wouldn't believe.
A digital vault, I like that.
Yeah.
It really is a new frontier in data security.
Right.
We're moving beyond just protecting data at rest or in transit.
Yeah.
Now it's about safeguarding it during processing too.
It's wild.
It is.
Think about, say, healthcare.
Oh, yeah.
All that patient data handled with this level of security.
Wow.
But. Okay, before we get ahead of ourselves,
right?
Let's break down what challenges Sconecast is designed to tackle.
Okay, so one of the core issues is this.
Mm-hmm.
How do you grant services access to these secrets if they don't have any secrets themselves?
I see.
To, you know, like to prove their identity.
To like authenticate.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's a chicken and egg problem, kind of.
It really is, yeah.
Right. And our source, the Sconecast Concepts document, it really hits on this, you know. Mm-hmm. It highlights how Sconecast tackles this head on.
Interesting.
The goal is to make sure services can access the secrets they need, but without compromising security.
That's the key, isn't it?
It is.
The balance.
Yeah.
And here's where it gets really interesting.
Okay.
Sconecast injects these secrets into applications, but get this, no human ever sees them.
Really?
Not even system administrators have access.
Wow.
That's a huge step forward for preventing insider threats.
Huge, yeah.
It is.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
So the objective section talks about different types of secrets, internal, imported, and external.
Right, right.
Internal secrets are generated by this system.
Mm.
Imported secrets come from other secure sources.
Oh, okay.
But it's the external secrets that really boggle my mind.
Yeah.
They're brought into the system.
Yes.
But no one ever actually sees them. How is that even possible?
Well, it relies on some very advanced cryptographic techniques and something called secure enclaves. Think of them as isolated, tamper-proof environments within the hardware.
Okay.
It's complicated, but essentially, the secret stays encrypted and protected throughout the whole import process.
So even if someone intercepts it?
Exactly. It would be useless to them.
Wow. That's incredible.
It is.
So we've got this system where secrets are like ghosts.
Yeah. I like that analogy.
Appearing only when and where they're needed.
Right.
But how does Sconecast manage and control access to these secrets?
Well, it uses a bunch of features.
Okay.
All outlined in the Scone Configuration and Attestation Service, CAS, document.
Right.
One key aspect is the concept of security policies. These policies act like the rule book, defining which applications have access to what secrets.
So like a super strict bouncer at the door of your data vault.
Precisely.
Checking credentials before letting anything in or out.
Exactly.
That's a good analogy.
And there are features that sound like they're straight out of a spy movie.
Ooh, tell me more.
For example, one of the core principles of Sconecast is that secrets are never visible to humans, not even administrators.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
Even the people running the system can't see the secrets.
Yo.
That's a whole other level of trust.
It is. It is.
Wow.
And this extends to the import process, too. Remember those external secrets?
Yeah.
The system imports them without anyone ever seeing them in plain text.
That's incredible.
It's a game changer, especially for high security environments.
It is.
Yeah.
Okay, what about attestation and verification? That sounds intense.
It is pretty cool.
What's that all about?
Attestation is like a digital fingerprint. It lets the system prove that the software is running in that secure, isolated environment we talked about.
The secure enclave.
Exactly, the secure enclave.
Okay.
It verifies that everything is running as it should.
No funny business.
Right. No funny business.
So it's like a constant security check.
Exactly.
Making sure no one's messed with the system.
Right.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. I also saw this term, air-gapped operation.
Oh, yeah.
That sounds seriously hardcore.
It is hardcore. Air-gapped means the system is completely isolated from any external networks.
Why?
Like a digital island fortress.
So there's literally no way in.
Basically.
Yeah. Wow. That's That's taking security to the extreme.
It is.
Okay. But managing all this sounds incredibly complex.
Well,
how does SconeCast handle the governance of all these secrets and features?
That's where advanced governance comes in.
So, okay.
SconeCast uses these things called policy boards and policy checkers.
Mm-hmm.
Think of them like the ultimate security council, constantly monitoring and regulating who has access to what.
So even if someone within the organization went rogue,
yep,
those secrets would still be protected.
Exactly. That's the idea.
Wow.
Preventing insider attacks is a major priority with SconeCast.
Makes sense.
But honestly, we're just scratching the surface here.
Right.
There's even more to this system.
Oh, wow.
And some of these features are truly mind-blowing.
Okay, you've got me hooked. What else does SconeCast have up its sleeve?
Well, how about peer-to-peer operation? Imagine secure collaboration between organizations that don't fully trust each other.
Wait, how can you collaborate if you don't trust the other side?
That's the beauty of SconeCast.
What?
It lets organizations share data and resources securely
without
fully exposing their systems or, you know, compromising their security.
That's amazing. It's like a digital handshake, but it guarantees both sides are playing fair.
Precisely.
That's incredible.
It is. It is.
There's another feature mentioned in the source that I'm not quite getting.
Yeah.
Attested and encrypted code. Why encrypt the code too? Isn't encrypting the data enough?
It's about ensuring the integrity of the whole system.
Okay.
Remember how attestation proves the software is running in a secure environment?
Mm-hmm.
Well, by encrypting and attesting the code itself, SconeCast guarantees that the software running inside those secure enclaves.
Right.
It guarantees that it's authentic and hasn't been tampered with.
So it's like double-checking the building's blueprints.
Exactly.
To make sure no one messed with the security system.
Exactly.
SconeCast is thinking several steps ahead.
That's the goal.
And then there's a built-in firewall on top of all that.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget that.
So it's like the security guard at the entrance.
Right.
Controlling which applications can even talk to each other.
Exactly.
Wow. SconeSayer is really building a fortress around your data.
That's one way to put it.
Multiple layers of security checks at every level. With all these features, what stands out to you the most?
I think what's most impressive is just how comprehensive it is.
Yeah.
It tackles threats from every angle,
right,
both external threats and insider risks.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that no one, not even an administrator, can access the secrets, it's remarkable.
It's mind-blowing.
It is.
I've come a long way from simple passwords and firewalls.
We have.
But is this level of security really necessary for everyone?
Yeah.
And what if this becomes the standard? What are the implications?
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And it leads us into some even deeper territory as we explore these potential applications of SconeCast and confidential computing in general.
Right.
We need to consider the bigger picture.
The broader impact.
Exactly.
Okay, I'm ready to go deeper.
Good.
Let's dive into the next part.
Let's do it.
All right, so we just uncovered some seriously impressive security measures with SconeCast. It's like they thought of every way to protect those digital secrets.
They really did.
And the best part is, this isn't just some theory.
Oh, no.
Confidential computing, like powered by systems like SconeSUSE, it has the potential to really revolutionize things.
It really does.
In a bunch of industries.
Oh, yeah.
So let's talk real-world applications.
Okay, yeah.
Where could we see the biggest impact?
Well, healthcare immediately comes to mind.
Okay.
Think about it. Medical records, totally protected.
Yeah.
Even while they're being analyzed by researchers or accessed by healthcare providers.
That would be huge for patient privacy.
Absolutely.
No more worrying about, like, data breaches.
Right.
Exposing sensitive medical information.
Yeah, look at that.
But wouldn't that, like, hinder research?
Not necessarily if access is limited. In fact, it could actually boost medical research.
Really?
Think about it.
Okay.
Researchers could collaborate on these sensitive data sets without compromising patient confidentiality.
So they could share data without the privacy concerns.
Exactly. Imagine the breakthroughs.
Wow.
If they could securely share and analyze this data.
That is amazing.
It is.
Secure collaboration, it could lead to new treatments.
Absolutely.
And preventative measures we haven't even thought of.
Not
what either. Other industries could benefit?
Well, finance is another obvious one.
Right, yeah.
Financial institutions handle incredibly sensitive data every day.
Oh, yeah.
Account numbers, transaction histories, credit card information.
They're constantly targeted by hackers.
And for good reason, the potential for fraud and identity theft is huge.
It is.
But with SconeCase, imagine financial transactions, mm-hmm. data storage, at a whole new level of security. Yeah. A world with way fewer cyber attacks.
And data breaches.
Yeah, much less.
That would not only protect people's money,
right.
but also build trust with those institutions.
Absolutely.
It's interesting, though.
Yeah.
We've talked about healthcare, finance, which deal with, like...
lots of sensitive data.
Tons of it. But could SconeK impact everyday users, too?
Absolutely. Think about...
Yeah.
Password managers.
Okay.
They store our most sensitive login credentials.
Right.
But with SconeCase, these services, they could become virtually impenetrable.
So even if the provider was compromised,
yeah.
my passwords would still be safe.
Exactly. Even if the provider was compromised.
That would be such a relief.
I know, right?
I'm always paranoid about leaks.
A lot of people are.
Are there any other ways this could change online interactions?
Well, think about online voting.
Okay.
With SconeCase, we could have a system where votes are totally anonymous.
Wow, that's a use case I hadn't even considered.
It's a big one.
It could really change elections.
Absolutely.
This all sounds incredible.
It does, but...
but let's be realistic.
Of course.
Every technology has its limitations.
It does.
So what are the drawbacks of SconeCase?
Well, one challenge is just the complexity.
Yeah.
Implementing and managing a system like this. It requires, you know, specialized knowledge.
So it's not something you can just set up overnight.
Not really, no.
It takes time, resources.
Yeah, and the right people.
To integrate it into existing systems.
Exactly.
Then there's the challenge of adoption.
That's always a big one.
For SconeCS to really make a difference, it needs to be widely adopted.
It does.
Integrated into these systems.
Right.
It takes time for people to understand new tech.
Yeah, especially when it comes to security.
Especially security, yeah.
There's that trust factor.
Right.
And then there's the cost, right?
Implementing a system that's secure.
Mm-hmm.
It can be expensive.
It can, especially for smaller organizations.
So it's a balancing act.
It is.
Between security and, you know, budget constraints.
Exactly.
Do you think that cost will be a major barrier?
It's definitely something to consider.
Yeah.
But I do believe as the benefits become clearer and the costs come down,
yeah,
we'll see wider adoption.
That's a powerful tech.
It is.
With a lot of potential.
A lot of potential.
It sounds like we're on the edge of a major shift.
I think so.
In how we approach data security.
I agree.
But of all the challenges you mentioned,
yeah,
what do you think will be the biggest roadblock?
I think the biggest challenge will be overcoming the inertia of the systems we already have.
Okay.
Many organizations, they're hesitant to change.
Their established practices.
Yeah, even if those practices aren't good enough anymore.
Because of new threats.
Exactly.
It's like trying to turn a giant ship.
It really is.
It takes time and a lot of effort.
It does.
But I have to say, I'm excited about the potential here.
Me too.
What we've discussed has been eye-opening.
It has. It has.
So we've covered the what, the how.
Yeah.
But now it's time to delve into the why.
I like it.
What does the rise of confidential computing really mean for the future?
Ah, the big questions.
Okay, you've got me on the edge of my seat.
Good, good.
Let's dive into the final part.
Let's do it.
And explore those bigger questions. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive.
We have.
From the inner workings of SconeCase.
Right.
To its potential to, like, reshape entire industries.
It's pretty amazing.
It's clear that confidential computing is a force to be reckoned with.
Oh, absolutely.
But now I think it's time to, like, step back.
Okay.
And ponder the bigger picture.
The big picture, yeah.
Yeah.
We've talked about the what and the how. But now it's time to delve into the why.
Right.
What are the implications of this tech for the future?
Yeah.
How will it change the way we think about data, about security?
Yeah.
Even society as a whole.
Okay, so hit me with those big thought-provoking questions.
Right.
What keeps you up at night when you think about the future of confidential computing?
Well, one question that really fascinates me is this.
Okay.
If confidential computing becomes the norm,
yeah.
how might it change how we think about data ownership and control?
Okay.
Right now, our data is scattered everywhere.
It is.
Across so many platforms, services.
Yeah.
Do we really own it?
It often feels like we've lost control.
Right.
It's out there being analyzed, shared, monetized without our real consent.
Exactly.
But are you saying confidential computing could change that?
It could.
Okay.
It has the potential to shift the balance of power with confidential computing.
Right.
Individuals could have a lot more say in how their data is used.
Okay.
Even when it's being processed by, you know, third parties.
So like a digital lockbox for my data.
Exactly. Where you hold the key.
And I decide who gets access.
And for what purpose?
That would be huge for reclaiming our digital privacy.
It would.
But wouldn't that be challenging for companies and researchers who need access to lots of data to develop new technologies and services?
Potentially.
Could it, like, stifle innovation?
I see it as an opportunity.
Oh.
It could lead to a new wave of innovation.
Interesting.
One that prioritizes privacy-preserving tech instead of relying on these massive data sets with questionable consent practices.
Yeah.
Developers would have to find new, more ethical ways to work with data.
So instead of hoovering up all the data, the focus shifts to using it responsibly.
Exactly.
And efficiently.
Yeah.
What would that look like in practice?
Well, imagine algorithms that can learn from data without ever seeing the raw data itself.
Wow.
Techniques like federated learning, where models are trained on these decentralized data sets without compromising individual privacy.
Yeah.
It's a different way of thinking about data analysis, but it could be way more ethical.
And sustainable.
Exactly.
In the long run.
Yeah.
It's fascinating to think how this could impact different industries.
Oh, yeah.
But beyond just the practical stuff, I'm curious about the broader societal implications.
Okay.
Could confidential computing change the way we interact?
I think so.
With each other, with institutions.
Absolutely. It could rebuild trust in this digital world where skepticism and suspicion are everywhere.
It's true.
Think about, like, online voting again.
Yeah.
If people trust the system to protect their votes, ensure fair elections, it could lead to more civic engagement.
More participation.
Exactly.
It's almost like confidential computing could create a more trustworthy, transparent digital society.
I think so.
But of course, with any powerful technology, there are potential downsides.
Right.
What ethical considerations should we be thinking about?
Well, one big one is the potential for misuse.
Okay.
Confidential computing can protect data from unauthorized access.
Yeah.
But it could also hide malicious activities.
Oh, I see.
We need to make sure this tech isn't used for bad things.
That makes sense.
Another thing to consider is existing inequalities.
Okay.
If access to this tech isn't equitable, it could create new digital divides where only some people have control over their data and privacy.
It's crucial to have these conversations now.
It is.
While confidential computing is still in its early stages.
Absolutely.
We need to establish guidelines, frameworks.
We do.
To ensure this technology is used responsibly.
And for the benefit of all.
Right. It's a lot to think about.
It is.
But it's clear that confidential computing is more than just a new set of tools or techniques.
It's bigger than that.
It's a shift in how we think about data.
Exactly.
And its role in society.
A shift that could have huge implications for our future.
For better or worse.
Exactly, for better or worse.
Well said. It's like any powerful technology. Mm. It's not inherently good or bad.
Right.
It's how we choose to use it.
It is.
That will determine its impact.
I agree.
It's our responsibility to shape the future of confidential computing in a way that aligns with our values, our aspirations.
For a better world.
For a more secure, just, equitable digital world.
Absolutely.
Well, deep divers, we've reached the end of our exploration.
I can't believe it.
Into SconeCast and confidential computing.
The time flew by.
We've covered a lot from technical details to the broader societal impacts.
Yeah.
But this is just the beginning.
It is.
As confidential computing evolves, we need to stay informed, engaged, and aware of its potential.
And its pitfalls.
Exactly.
It's a powerful technology.
It is. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
My pleasure.
Until next time, stay curious.